Blog Talk Radio.
Noelle is coming in, and I'm feeling quite fabulous.
I'm sorry, and I'm back. I'm back.
Right.
Yes. She got the prickly dress on. She got the prickly dress and prickly shoes on. So, you know.
I do. So, do we bring any food in the studio for pre-4th of July? Is that baked beans that I see in the studio? Or
baked beans, ribs. Oh, yeah. It's the baked beans you smell. It's the ribs. You know, we got to do it early sometimes. Sometimes, you know, some people want to eat early. Some people want to eat a little later, you know. So I like to do it early. You know, I like to get the ribs in early. You know, I like to get them in
right.
early.
Right. Now, did you cook these or were they store-bought? Don't lie. Because I have to probably get Girl Butt to come in the studio tonight.
It was both. I store-bought them. Didn't taste right, so I cooked them. So, you know, you got to do both sometimes. Sometimes you got to doctor it up.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'll do the famous taste test and make sure you call in here to the number, which is, of course, 1-718-766-4553. Definitely, once again, 718-766-4553 if you want to hang out with us here in the studio, because these ribs are looking so, so good.
That's right. And if you want to hang out with us, you want to hang out with D. Slade and Miss Fabulous tonight, you want to kick it with us and talk about some crazy things we're going to be talking about. Oh, yeah, we got some things we're going to be talking about tonight. And trust me, it's a doozy. It's definitely
yes.
a doozy. For those individuals, you know, those that don't know, it looks like it's going to be a wrap on the relationship. It's going to be a wrap on the marriage of Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
It looks like it's a wrap, people.
It looks like it's a wrap, you know. And I guess it's going to be irreconcilable differences, but hey, it's a wrap on them, you know. I think Tom is a cool dude. You know, but let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Tom, you know, all the ladies think Tom, a lot of ladies out there think Tom is sexy, you know, and, you know, it's just, you know, he's got people in his face. He's got women in his face 24/7. I mean, he used to be married, and this will be his third. I mean, he used to be married to Mimi Rogers. You know, he was married to Nicole Kidman.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie Holmes. So I don't know. It's kind of crazy. And let's go through the whole situation, people. Let's go through it. All his marriages, okay? Wife number one, Mimi Rogers. They were married in May of 1987. They separated in 1989 and they divorced in 1990. Okay, they had no kids. Now, why they broke up, reports vary, with some blaming Cruise's increasing success as a leading man shortly after they tied the knot, thanks to his hit films like Rain Man and Born on the 4th of July. Others have pointed to rumors of fertility troubles and problems in the bedroom. Wow. After their divorce, Rogers added fuel to the fire. Tom was seriously thinking of becoming a monk. Oh, my goodness. And joked to Playboy in 1993, at least for that period of time, it looked as though marriage wouldn't fit into his overall spiritual needs. And they thought he had to be celibate to maintain the purity of his instrument. Therefore, it becomes obvious, you know, why they had to split. Now, wife number two, Nicole Kidman. They married in 19... Wow, he sure didn't waste any time with that one. They married in 1990. They separated in 01, and that was damn near, what, 11 years? So he was with her for quite some time. They got divorced in 01 of August. They adopted two kids. You know, and why they broke up? Well, some had claimed that the couple's marriage was nothing more than a sham. For movie publicity, Kidman had disputed those accusations, telling Vanity Fair, in 2002, he basically swept me off my feet. I fell madly, passionately in love. My whole plan in terms of what I wanted for my life, I was like, forget it. But Kidman discovered, after she eventually got some film deals in her own right that she had perhaps sacrificed too much. She says, I realized I could be filled creatively. I tried to deny it because it would have been so much easier for me to be sated by being a wife. I wish it could have been part of my trajectory, but it wasn't. And, of course, then was the height thing, well, you know, with her being taller than him. So, you know, not good. And then, of course, Katie Holmes, you know, they got married in 2006, you know, separated this month. I mean, in the month of June. So they had a daughter together. Now, why they broke up, the two haven't made any statements other than through their attorneys asking for privacy, but rumors are swirling, of course, and it's no secret that Katie's career has stalled since marrying the megastar. Meanwhile, citing a source who said that not only does the actress want to amp up her career again, but the couple also has also butted heads over parenting styles. With Katie Holmes wanting their daughter to live a normal childhood at school with other children, and Cruz wanting her to live a more sheltered, less disciplined life. Wow.
All right. Well, only thing I can say to that is that, you know, celebrities are human and they're people too, and they too can have irreconcilable differences. They can outgrow one another. I think Tom Cruise is a very talented gentleman, and I say gentleman without cause, you know. Nicole, you know, his former wife, I'm a big fan of hers, as well as Katie. I mean, you know, big fan of hers. So, you know, it's just, again, it's life. You know, people decide to go their separate ways. But, you know, again, when you're in the industry and you're in the limelight, constantly people are watching. Paparazzi's always popping. And people are going to always talk. And you just have to be subjected to those things. So
absolutely.
It's unfortunate.
I agree. And a lot of people are, you know, trying to point out, you know, a lot of people think that, and plus, you know, with Tom being involved in the Scientology religion, I mean, some people are saying, you know, are trying to put, you know, put it out there that he's kind of weird a little bit with the whole Scientology, you know, religion, and just looking at some of the different things that I just, you know, I just read off about his previous, you know, marriages. I mean, some of the reasons of their divorces was kind of, it's not your normal reasons you would hear, you know, for a lot of people splitting up and getting divorced, which would have a lot of people thinking that, you know, those, you know, accusations of divorce are probably not true. And that was probably just, you know, told to the press, you know, to kind of leave them alone. You know, so it kind of definitely makes a lot of people wonder what the real reasons were. But, you know, it's their business, and hopefully both of them can, you know, split and, you know, still be okay with each other, seeing how they got a daughter with each other, and just continue their careers and, you know, whatever relationships they get in after that, and hopefully it works out for them. You know, I wish the best for both of them, and hopefully Katie can definitely get her career back going again. Absolutely. She's definitely a great actress, so hopefully she can get it back going again.
Exactly. Well, there's some other big news that's brawling in the circuit as well. Michael Jackson's Tiger supposedly passed away. I believe it was yesterday, the day before yesterday, Thriller. He was 13 years of age, and he died of lung cancer. So it was the 29th that he passed, which was 4 days and 3 years prior to his handler, Michael Jackson, passing away. So, you know, Michael Jackson really, really loved his animals. You know, people find it a bit bizarre, but, you know, who are you to judge? I mean, we're entitled to our own likes and dislikes or preferences. So those animals were well taken care of. Bubbles, as we remember, the chimpanzee, I'm not really certain who has his custody, but Thriller, the tiger's name, he passed away of lung cancer. And I thought that was very, very interesting because cancer is something that is huge, that is affecting and taking the lives of millions and millions of people on a daily basis, you know, according to sources or Associated Press. So, you know, animals, I'm not really sure, but it was just very interesting to know that animals, too, can suffer from, you know, illnesses or life-threatening illnesses.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that Tiger would get lung cancer, but you know, it makes you kind of. I mean, cancer is definitely a mystery like that. I mean, you know, people they're still working on where a lot of people get it from, and still trying to work on, you know, curing it. So it's a huge killer. You know, a lot of people in the United States and also in other countries. So you would think, okay, eventually it was probably gonna eventually get down to the animal kingdom as well. I mean, it's not like, you know, we're talking to animals and, you know, and living with animals like that, and you know, some animals are passing away. It could be a lot of animals passing away of cancer. You know, we really just don't know that. But you know, it's not like, you know, we got veterinarians out there, you know, doing autopsies on all animals that passed away. But it's a little unusual to definitely hear about an animal, you know, passing away of cancer. But it's not that far fetched. You know, I mean, you know, they're biological creatures like human beings. So, you know, they're susceptible to diseases, of viruses, and stuff like that too. So, it's a sad situation, and now the tiger can chill out with Michael in heaven.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes, so, yes, yes, yes.
But while that's going on, and you know, I definitely got another interesting one we'll talk about a little later about a chimpanzee attacking a man in Africa. And the man is in critical care. But again, another situation with people getting too close to animals.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. Right now we got music. Let's take a music break real quick. And when we get back, it's your boy D Slate, Miss Fabulous. It's ending up Saturday right here on the D Hour Show. We got my man Clubs with his new hit single, Getting Paid, and we got some music from my man Stephen Knight coming in after that. Let's get it in on the D Hour Show. Blog Talk Radio, it's D Slate, Miss Fabulous, ending up Saturday. We got Nowhere Before Dean coming in a little later. You better get ready.
Yes. Eat some of these ribs.
Stacking my money to the ceiling every day. If you're getting money, say I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid. A beautiful feeling any day. I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid. Stacking my money to the ceiling every day. If you're getting money, say I'm getting paid. I'm getting paid. A beautiful feeling any day. I'm getting paid.
Even if your boy die, I still ball. When I ride, she your suit, gumbo.
Hey,
engine where the trunk go, trunk in the front, Dumbo. Big bet, some coke, she jumping, no jump rope. Something on my worst day, they love it when my roof squeaks. Race against myself to the riches, I'm tired at first place. Videos, movie roles, my logo was my shirt stay. Sitting on the cake, like the candles on my birthday.
Hey.
Every day we do it big, they don't do it at all. Even if you did, we don't do it like y'all. Stop the bank, ENT, we doing it all. Ask about me,
they know.
Ask about you, they don't. I'm who the crowd came for. My name Club, you ain't know. No Ray J, no money team, no gang signs, just dollar bills. All we throwing is dollar bills. Flagging with these dollar bills. Would you keep me up live, boss? Invicta shine with the lights off. Not to mention this nice cross, but it might cost tax write off. And never had one problem. She stuck a dick and hide the kids. No Antoine Dotson. Just got the Benz, tin it up. That's window shopping. Your niggas there, you hating. Your bitches there, you watching.
Oh yeah.
Haters hating. I hope this money annoying you.
I hate
and keep
dudes outside Owen vocal booth. Yes, indeed, we saw the truth. You know my team winning.
Winning.
You ball, we ball double. 18 innings.
Hey.
I hustle overtime. That's 25 hours. They want to stop me from scoring. The White Howard. Make it rain on your chicken. Feel like showers. Yeah, yeah, you getting money, but it's nothing like ours.
keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate. Miss Fabulous in the building. We're getting it in tonight on Indie Up Saturday, playing all the amateur indie upcoming artist hits. Yes, indeed. You just got to listen to my man, Stephen Knight, with his hit single, Nightlife. Before that was my man, Clubs, with his new joint, Getting Paid. Yes, indeed. We're playing all the music, all the hits. And, you know, I got some, I got a little bit of, you know, we like to throw out some entertainment news and gossip out there. I found this interesting. I had saw this Quincy Jones blast Diddy for his musical ability.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's go into that. Questioning Diddy is definitely something most artists wouldn't think of doing. Dave Chappelle has done a skit based on this, and even Diddy himself has poked fun at his stature and get him to the Greek. But as a true music legend, Quincy Jones can say just about anything he wants to. At a recent event for streaming service Spotify, Quincy decided to speak on Diddy and his lack of music ability. He was quoted as saying Diddy couldn't recognize a B-flat if it hit him. While the Thriller producer candidly attacked Diddy's musical talents, he complimented the mogul's marketing abilities, mentioning Ciroc and Sean John clothing as examples, but don't expect Diddy to lash back at Quincy because he would be messing with someone more untouchable than himself.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, over the years, you know, you've heard a lot of people, you know, kind of question, you know, his musical ability, and people talk about, you know, him being the CEO and the producer, you know, a bad boy, and you know, you've heard other rappers and other producers complain, oh, he's all in the videos and he's doing this and this and that, and, you know, so. And also, you have a lot of people are kind of thinking, too, like, a lot of the big-time artists that was involved with Bad Boy are not with him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, a lot of people are kind of, you know, questioning that as well, like, you know, well, why aren't they with him anymore, and why, you know, what really happened with that. So, to be honest with you, I'm not, you know, other than the Diddy Dirty Money, I'm really not sure of a lot of the artists that's still with Bad Boy. I don't know, Ms. Fabulous. Do you know any of the artists that's still with them?
Well, you know, not necessarily per se recording with Sean, Puffy Combs, Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Sean Combs, all of his aliases. Excuse me. It was those ribs. It's the sauce in the ribs. That's what got my
that's
throat.
That's what they do. I'm telling you.
I had to take a cough break, yes. I would think it would be allergies, but it's them ribs, I'm telling you. I think it's the ones that you done instead of purchased because they're kind of spicy. But I digress. Yeah, but getting back to the topic at hand, yes, I am a huge fan of Sean Puffy Combs. Let me say, reason being is that he's an entrepreneurial spirit. He doesn't necessarily just indulge in one aspect of the industry. I mean, from philanthropist to musician, producer, writer, performer, to also, designing clothing, you know, so how could you possibly hate on any of that? But, you know, we have our haters and we have our congratulators. I'm not saying that's the case because Quincy Jones is the father of all fathers in producing. But everyone is not going to necessarily appreciate your work, or they're going to be able to understand the direction in which your longevity is occurring in your craft. So I say that to say this. He's doing a lot of behind-the-scenes producing. Mary J. Blige's album that just released not too long ago, and a couple of other, you know, artists, is still the aspect of ghostwriting. So he's still in the mix. Not like Hammer, but he's still in the mix.
That's right.
Take that, take that. I'm doing the Harlem Shake.
Take that. You know what? I think as far as his music ability, I can't really knock that, and I can't really hate on that because, you know, I haven't worked closely. You know, I haven't worked close with him around, you know, when he's doing music, because I can't really say whether or not he doesn't have good music ability, whether or not his music ability is a lack thereof, but. I mean, he's made hits. I mean, so, you know, looking at the past hits that he's made, to say that he doesn't have any music ability, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't in the studio and when he was producing these songs and putting them out there, so it's kind of hard to say that. But I do agree with Quincy's, you know, with Mr. Jones's remarks about Diddy's marketing abilities. He's definitely a master at the marketing ability. He definitely knows how to market, and I would definitely have to give him that. And not just from Ciroc and his clothing line, but even artists as well. So you definitely got to give him credit for marketing. He's definitely a genius with marketing.
Right. And he's had longevity in the industry. I mean, he started from Bad Boys, from being an intern with another record label, you know what I mean, and then becoming the CEO and the CFO of his own corporation, I mean, at a young age. So for him to have, you know, the reputation of being the mastermind behind the late, you know, Christopher Wallace, a.k.a. Biggie, you know, Lil Kim and Mary J. Blige and, you know, so many other people, and the list goes on and on and on. Yes, the connection with a lot of the HBCUs and, you know, a lot of the athlete connections, he is well connected, you know. So, again, it goes by the question I generally pose on Thursdays, where, or even on Saturdays to our indie artists, is if you can play Vegas in the next 5 to 10 years, you know that you've done something. And Puffy, or Sean Puffy, or Diddy, or wherever you want to call him, any of his aliases, I'm sure he's already done Vegas. I'm pretty certain I can put that. Oh, absolutely.
He's definitely got it in Vegas. So, I mean, like I said before, he's made hits. So I can't really knock the music ability because he's made hits. So
He's a brand.
Exactly. So, but I do. I can't comment here or there about that. But I do. Okay. I do absolutely wholeheartedly agree with Quincy Jones's comments about his marketing ability. That is definitely true. I would agree with that. He's a genius when it comes to the marketing, so got to give him credit on that.
Well, but, you know, speaking of marketing, I wanted to say, I'm sorry, boss, but I wanted to say, in terms of marketing, that's a great table topper of discussion, because that is something we try to disseminate or try to lend our reference or our information to a lot of our indie artists to let them know the imperativeness of being able to market, brand, connect, and direct your path in terms of being an artist, you know, via, you know, major label or an independent label artist. You have to be able to have marketability. You know, if you can blow, you can sing, you can rap, you can tap dance with a wooden spoon in your hand and run real fast, and sing like 5 bars or sing the phone book, if nobody else sees you, what good are you to anyone other than you and your mirror? Exactly, dead solid. So with that being said, yes, we all have something we can take away from any of our artists, any of our actors, any of our producers. We see the good, we see the bad. It's called life. But at the same time, you know, if Drake and, you know, Chris Brown are going at it, that's a form of marketing. I wouldn't encourage that, you know, because it brings a humanistic
values down, but at the same time, we don't know the premise or we don't know the hidden agenda by which people do certain things. Because it all, at the end of the day, someone's talking about it, be it good or bad, and it's all in consensus with marketability. How are you able to brand your product or you
That's
as
it.
An artist?
Mm-hmm. That's it. Absolutely. Absolutely. And while you guys are out there, all you guys are thinking about how to brand yourself and, you know, how to market yourself well, we're going to give you an opportunity to marinate on some of this music. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, we don't have any hip-hop artists we're going to be talking to tonight. We're going to get in with some of them next Saturday. But tonight, you know, we still got the hip-hop tour on the floor for back-to-back hip-hop hits from these incredible hip-hop artists that we showcase all the time right here on the D-Hour Show. And right now, we're going to kick that off, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to kick that off, absolutely, with the Hip Hop 4 on the floor. And we're going to start it off with my girl, Toni Monroe. I'm going to be okay. And we got some Big Jig, some Kid KG, and some Courtesy coming in, and the Hip Hop 4 on the floor. Let's get ready for it. It's D Slayton, Miss Fabulous. It's India Saturday. Let's get it.
Let's get it, Rip Time.
No doubt, you're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing? That's right, that's right. Come kick it with a big bitch, man.
I grew up on the west side, south side, California, where it gets hot, just standing on a corner. Dilly Sally rays, these are my favorite days. Sun beaming down, touch the ground through the blaze. I can write a book, all the shit I've been through. I'd rather tell it to you over instrument tools. Yeah, flashback, take it back to when it's good. Young, innocent, dumb, rolling through the hood. Mama screaming out,
I can hardly take it.
And Papa's working hard to bring home the bacon. My sister was a slut, but she got good grades. I may have dropped out of school, but the bitch got paid. Mama screaming out,
she find a nice white Jewish boy.
They got a weight limit, I don't have a choice. I love it in the hood, how couldn't you win? It's good, I'm doing what I want. You only wish you could.
Before your honor, and I told him that I'll be back in the middle of the summer. We often keep the like guns that where we keep the milk and butter. And shout out to the mother, sometimes only ones that love you. And the only one to call when you was caught up in your trouble. I'll strengthen up the cause, I hunt this money on the double. We'll give my all when only weaken up your gain and hustle. I plot the game to lock this game up like I'm Russell. Timmons can find me grinning, winning on every level.
Okay, okay.
And I'm gonna be okay, okay. I'm gonna be alright. I'm gonna be okay.
And we're gonna be okay.
Okay, okay, okay,
okay. And I'm gonna be okay, okay.
We're gonna be alright. We're gonna be okay.
Ooh, yeah.
And
we're gonna be
Gucci, 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 Guc down the highway, elevated like hydraulics. Now I'm back to the basics. Roll another blunt of that good, good quality. I'm headed to the spot that I set up for a robbery. Wait, I need another shot, no chaser. My focus on the paper got me ready to fuck with gangsta niggas and get those figures. I'ma let my goonies come and get you. Ready or not, don't be a fool. G, my dude will pull the trigger quicker than a two-piece. No time to duck or dodge the punches. We gon' run it and make you play Russian. Roulette, who let this bitch in? Hop, hop, two to the head. Just to set an example, I told you we ain't playing no games. Now give me all the money before I blow out your brain.
I taste good and I smell hate, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste good and I smell hate, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. And I smell hay, so roll that pin. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste crisp. And I smell hay, so roll that pin. This is a dirty, dirty game.
Now I'm headed uptown for the next hit. Let me hit the split so I can calm my
nerves real quick.
You can't see through these black, black tinted windows. Roll them down and out the smoke
pillows.
Eyes real low from that soft pillow. Cotton weed, what I'm about to do, I can't believe. But fuck it, I gotta get it how I get it. Even if I gotta kill him, I'ma take his riches and split them with my bitches. That's savage life, but it is what it is. I'ma get down tight, or at least I'ma let you think that you bout to pipe. Then my bitch gon' sneak up from behind and out your life with one blow. Then watch your body hit the flow. That we gon' take everything you own. Set it off in this motherfucker like Cleo. But the feds won't find me like motherfucking Nemo. Chameleon, bitch, I'm brilliant. Me and my team being niggas in the head for millions.
I taste crisp and I smell hay, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste crisp and I smell hay, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste crisp and I smell hay, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste crisp and I smell hay, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game.
He said he wants this and he said he wants that. I'm just like, nah, click, clack, give me all that. Take a step back, cause what I got is what you want that. All that right there, tied up in a money bag. Cause I put this straight razor right near his nutsack.
Nigga got caught in a kitty cat trap.
Stupid nigga, yeah, see you talk too much. You would have been better off just calling us up instead of dicking me down, but now I tied you up. You can say that fucking money made you press your luck, but don't be scared, cause I might let you live. The way we move is like mills on wheels.
Oh shit, we out of here, perfect timing.
We off to Jacob, cause I see Zion.
And I see me on shopping sprees, blowing trees and pushing keys.
And I see me in a CMT, chromed out white walls, interior Gucci.
I taste crisp and I smell hay, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste crisp and I smell hay, so roll that pen. This is a dirty, dirty game. And I smell hay, so roll that pin. This is a dirty, dirty game. I taste crush, and I smell hay, so roll that pin. This is a dirty, dirty game.
Round one,
knockdown.
Round two,
knockdown.
Round three,
knockdown.
Round four,
knockdown.
How much you assassin? How much you assassin? How much you assassin? How much you assassin?
Round one,
knockdown.
Round two,
knockdown.
Round three,
knockdown.
Round four,
knockdown.
How much you assassin? How much you assassin? How much you assassin? How much you assassin?
Stop with all this talking and coming out your mouth. Uppercut and knock your teeth about your mouth.
Yeah.
Gamble with your life, I'm throwing hands like a crack shooter. My hook can leave your legs weak like a dead shooter. You in the presence of a king.
Wow.
I'm headed to the ring, to assassin is the style.
Yeah.
My right hook is known to spin the heads like a nail.
Uh-huh.
You go talking to the rep about throwing in the towel. And when I hear the ding, it gets me in the trance.
What?
He felt you going home with his holding up your pants.
Yeah.
To hit this pretty boy, you ain't even got.
Down.
I can tell you going down just from the look of your stance.
In the booth or in the ring,
what?
You can say that it's a rap.
Throw a haymaker till I see your face hit the mat. And once your body fall, you ain't never coming back. Quick, cause they about to say it's back.
Round one,
knockdown.
Round two,
knockdown.
Round three,
knockdown.
Round four,
knockdown.
How much you assassin? How much you assassin? How much you assassin? How much you assassin?
Round one,
knockdown.
Round two,
knockdown.
Round three,
knockdown.
Round four,
knockdown.
How much you assassin? assassin. I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin.
It's all fun and games till somebody hits the canvas. Wishing you can pick your heels and go back to Kansas. I'm bobbing and weaving, so it's gonna be hard to get me. Then I follow with the left hook and trigger narcolepsy. I refuse to pick up a loss. Victory's the only option stuck. No one can save you now. Johnny Cochran. Perseverance, motivation, and determination. I'm not waiting on decision. My only goal is termination. Stabs coming quick and punches moving like years. We gon' meet again. You gon' see me in your nightmare. I can see it in your eyes. You're sweeter than peach cobbler. You gon' spend more time on the ground than a toddler. I'm Rufus in the ring, so I'm showing no compassion. My heart's colder than aspen, and I bleed through a sad. I can guarantee one thing. You bound to hit the floor hard. KO in the first round. Judges don't need a scorecard.
Round one.
Knockdown.
Round two.
Knockdown.
Round three.
Knockdown.
Round four.
Knockdown.
I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin.
Round one.
Knockdown.
Round two.
Knockdown.
Round three.
Knockdown.
Round four.
Knockdown.
I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin. I'm a true assassin.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's what I call real hip-hop. Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, hip-hop music, and see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D-Snake, Miss Fabulous in the building. We playing all the hits. You just got to listen to the hip-hop four on the floor. Four back-to-back hip-hop hits from these incredible artists that we showcase all the time right here on the D-Hour Show. And you heard my girl, Toni Monroe, with I'm Gonna Be Okay. After that was Big Jig with Gucci Girl, Kid KG with Dirty Game, and Courtesy with True Assassin, getting it in like that for the fit-ins. If you are a hip-hop artist, singer, or if you're a spoken artist slash poet and you like to have your music played on the show, you like to recite some of your poetry on the show, or be interviewed on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the keywords D-Hour Show, as well as if you would like to listen to the D-Hour Show, all those individuals with Android phones and you want to listen to the D-Hour Show on your cell phone, you can go to your Google Play or your App Store and download the free application TuneIn Radio. Download TuneIn Radio, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn Radio, and you can listen to the D-Hour Show on there, as well as iPhone users, iPad users, computer users. You can also download the D-Hour Show and listen to the D-Hour Show on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and listen to the D-Hour Show as well. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow to the D Hour Show Radio Network, for all the Christians, all the saints of God out there, and all those individuals that love Christian music and gospel music. All you got to do is check out the D Hour Show's Coming at Cafe tomorrow with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lakes, and they're going to be getting it in with national gospel recording artist Jay Moss, as well as Anita Wilson. So make sure you guys tune in. They will be getting it in tomorrow. And check out the I Got Something to Say show on Monday with your host, Miss Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, with her co-host, Leo and CK. Make sure you guys check out the I Got Something to Say show this coming Monday, and the Tuesday spot this coming Tuesday. Tuesday, we will be talking to actress Sherry Johnson, is going to be in the building with us. You may have known her from her stint on the hit TV show Family Matters, so definitely make sure you guys check that out. And also Nod Your Head Wednesday, they're going to be getting it in with Doc Ice from UTFO, so make sure you guys check that out. As well as Celebrity Thursday, we are going to be talking to incredibly talented neo soul singer, music Soul Child is going to be in the building. Music Soul Child is going to be getting in with us next week. So make sure you guys tune in to the D Hour Show every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the D Hour Show. The D Hour Show, the home of the independent artists. Absolutely. Now, got some news. You know, we always have some news. And let me hit you guys with the business. Grammy award-winning soul diva Adele announced on Friday that she is pregnant with her first child.
Yes.
The 24-year-old who swept this year's Grammys after the success of her second album, 21, revealed the news on her official website, adding that she and boyfriend Simon Konecki were over the moon. And she says, "I am delighted to announce that Simon and I are expecting our first child together," she wrote. She also wrote, "I wanted you to hear the news direct from me. Obviously, we're over the moon and very excited, but please respect our privacy at this precious time," she added. "Yours always, Adele." The bubbly Londoner has reportedly been dating 36-year-old entrepreneur Konecki since last summer, and the couple went public with their relationship in January. Konecki divorced fashion stylist Clary Fisher in 2008 after 4 years of marriage. Adele's pregnancy capped an incredible year, which has seen her bounce back from throat surgery, and 21 tops the charts all around the world. She took six gongs at the Grammys in Los Angeles in February, a record previously only matched by Beyonce herself.
Wow, that's interesting you bring her up, because I went to go purchase some indie music prior to coming into the studio today, and guess who I have in my hand that I picked up? This is my second time getting Adele 21. I mean, the first one, I think I played it so well that it inherited some scratches. But needless to say, I have a second copy now of Adele 21, and there is not a bad song up here. I love the British Invasion as they become so soulful to the United States, of course. So, Adele, congratulations, and we expect only the biggest and better things coming your way, our way.
Absolutely, and congratulations to Adele, and hopefully we can get her on the D Hour Show real soon and get a chance to talk to her and, just chat it up with her about her success and, you know, her viewpoints about what it takes for some of these young artists coming into the industry to make it in music. So hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to her.
Absolutely. And you notice there's a lot of British influence, especially in the soulful genre or R&B genre. We have Josh Stone. You have Estelle, the African. I don't know necessarily what her origin is, but I know she is British. She does the song Thank You. This is her, I think, junior album, if I'm not mistaken. George Michael. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on of British influence. Sir, Elton John,
Sir Paul McCartney of the Beatles. I mean, they have really, really paved pathways for artists such as Adele that has actually broken, you know, milestone album sales, record sales, and tradition from giving into our culture or investing into our culture. So, I mean, I love the British influence. I really do.
Absolutely, I agree. It's a huge British influence coming out right now, and it's some incredibly talented singers and songwriters coming out of other countries right now, and hopefully our music can definitely influence more to come out, and we can share, and they can share their music with us, and we can get a chance to witness some more incredibly talented singers and songwriters out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And a lot of the reality shows, you know, that are also produced by British producers, Simon Cowell, and quite a few other ones. So You Think You Can Dance or America's Next Top Model, they have all British subsidiaries of these shows, you know, and a lot of British comedy. The BBN or BBC, that's right, the British Comedy Network is really, really huge, too, so... definitely our independent artists, you know, definitely make way because our neighboring brothers and sisters from various countries, they're coming over here to the United States and they're paving ways for themselves. So we have to get out here and make a name for ourselves and definitely stick together. You know, united we stand, divided we should never fall as artists. We have to stick together.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely. For those individuals right now in states like I know, like here in Arizona, but we're used to it, but other states right now, all over the United States, there's quite a few states that are getting hit by a heat wave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been some record temperatures, and, you know, let's just say in the past week, 1,011 records have been broken around the country, including 251 new daily high temperature records on Tuesday, June 26, according to the Associated Press. So the week before that, 77 record-high temperatures were tied or beaten. What's more, 26 states and Washington, D.C. are under some kind of heat advisory. They were on some kind of heat advisory yesterday. The extreme heat combined with the dry winter and spring has helped spawn a number of wildfires raging across the West. Many states had with the highest temperatures have had more blazes. Colorado experienced the brunt of the heat wave earlier this week and had 8 large wildfires burning as of today. Wyoming and Utah, other states that have seen unusually hot weather, together had 9 wildfires burning. So right now there's a lot of states getting hit by this heat wave. And if I'm not mistaken, there's also a couple of states that had some deaths related to the heat as well, because there were storms and some of the storms knocked out some of the power, which knocked out a lot of people's ACs. So it's this heat wave right now is definitely not good.
Yes, totally. And when I was in Virginia, definitely that was my situation. The heat really not necessarily claimed the lives, but it took a lot of people to the next element and, you know, emergency task force and EMTs and things of that nature had to have been on standby because it reached almost to, like, triple digits, you know, and you have to be careful in this type of inclement weather, especially the elderly, children, people with, you know, health related illnesses they're dealing with, and overweight and obesity, you know, and most importantly, who suffers the most but have no control are the homeless, you know.
That's
so
true.
Many deaths that are associated with homelessness in the summertime. You would think adversely it would be the winter, but the summer, I mean, because their skin and rash and, you know, diseases and skin cancer is very prevalent in the homeless community. So definitely take care of your elderly loved ones, your smaller children, your infants, just anybody. Drink plenty of water. Limit your usage to outside until it's a comfortable time frame where, you know, it's cooled off a lot. The sun pretty much has gone down. Definitely utilize your sunscreen because African Americans, too, can relate to skin cancer. So the balances in the sun can definitely deteriorate our skin and our cells. So we have to be cognizant of that. And the most important thing I can't stress enough, drink plenty of water. You know, lower your intake with sugary foods and, sodas and things as such. So you probably hear thunder in the background because I think we're under a tornado advisory. So definitely if you're outside, be safe. To our listeners abroad and in the DMV area as well as Arizona, definitely take care and be safe in these inclement weather. Summer has just started as of 21st of June, so we have a long way to go.
That's true, Miss Fabulous, absolutely. And like she said, we definitely got a long way to go out there. So, people try to stay, stay cool. And stay out the damn heat, you don't have to be in the heat. So, definitely stay out of the heat. And for those that are enduring this crazy heat wave that's hitting people right now, they also have some tips out there for healthier frozen foods and frozen desserts.
Wow.
And so for those that like to stay healthy but want those frozen treats, I got a couple of frozen treats that are pretty healthy for you. Cadbury double chocolate ice cream bars, 150 calories per bar. Magnum mini almond ice cream bars, 160 calories per bar. Or you can get the Skinny Cow, the Skinny Cow's limited editions, both best of both swirls. Ice cream sandwiches, which are 150 calories per sandwich. Dreyer's mango fruit bars are 80 calories per bar. Talenti's simple strawberry gelato, which is 170 calories per half cup. Blue Bunny's Sweet Freedom fudge ice cream bars are 60 calories per bar. With that, that's actually pretty good. Ben and Jerry's strawberry shortcake Greek frozen yogurt, 80 calories per half a cup. Weight Watchers Divine Triple Chocolate Dessert Bars, which are 110 calories per bar. So definitely go out there and get you some of those healthy treats and stay the hell out the damn heat. Just stay out the heat.
Yeah, I tell you, other than these ribs tonight in the studio, we also have some fruit here and we have plenty of bottled water. But what's really, really good this late in the summer are greeny salads.
That's salads, right.
And a lot of your, even if you're not like a really huge water drinker like I am, but the dehydration, it has to put, replenish fluids back in your body. But they have those little crystal white, and not necessarily can be generic, flavoring packages you can put in the water, and they range in almost from zero calorie to like maybe 10 or 15 calories. Those are really, really good, but it's recommended that you drink at least 8 glasses on any type of inclement weather, but in the summer you have to almost double that increase or that intake so your body will not dehydrate and go into shock.
There it is. So make sure you drink more fluids, drink more water. People, please, drink more water. It's definitely healthier and it's definitely will keep you replenished right now in this blazing heat wave that a lot of people are foregoing right now. So definitely get your water on, your Gatorade, your Powerade. Definitely get your fluids in. Stay away from the damn soda. And when I say fluids, I'm not talking about alcohol, beer, and soda. We're talking about water and healthier juices, Powerades and Gatorades and different things like that, electrolytes, to get to replenish the liquid and the water in your body. So definitely make sure you guys stay hydrated. And while you stay hydrated and get your drink on right now, we got a couple of hits real quick. When we come back, hopefully we'll be talking to my man, talented soul and R&B singer, the one and only Mr. Noel Gordien will be in the building with us. So make sure you guys sit back and relax. It's D. Slate and Miss Fabulous. It's Indie Up Saturday. It's my girl Shamora with her joint Deal Breaker right here on the D-Hour Show. Indie Up Saturday. Let's get it.
Stay cool.
Superwoman intuition, tell me the things are just a little out of Get mad and you mumble, get mad and you mumble. Hear my name, you mumble. Now you say you hear my name, get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. You hear my name, get mad and you won't. Get mad and you won't. Hear my name,
yo, I hit the ground running and the truth is always intact. Never claimed a gangster cause the hood ain't where I've been at. With me it doesn't matter, I am down to defend that. Never falling off like the buckle on your chin strap. Yeah, I live now and see me through. And I'ma bust right through your talking like the dudes in white and blue. Got a dream, go pursue. When you see me throw up too. If you ain't got faith, then I
bid adieu.
First they think you faking, then they think you breaking. Patiently you waiting. Now you got them shaking. Tummies get the aching. Underestimated. Build up your walls, but they will come crumbling. Two hands on it, so you know I'm never fumbling. Sound of my name, keeping everyone mumbling.
Now you hear my name, get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. You hear my name, get mad and you won't. Get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. Get mad and you won't. Never gon' quit, never ever till I'm dead. Never gon' quit, never ever ever. Never gon' quit, never ever till I'm dead. Never ever till I'm dead. Never quit till I'm dead. Never gon' quit, never ever till I'm dead. Never gon' quit, never ever ever. Never gon' quit, never ever till I'm dead. Never ever till I'm dead. Now you hear my name, get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. You hear my name, get mad and you won't. Get mad and you won't. Hear my name, now you hear my name, get mad and you won't. Hear my name, get mad and you won't. You hear my name, get mad and you won't. Get mad and you won't. Hear my name,
welcome back, it's the D Hour Show on Block Talk Radio, it's your boy D Slate. Got my girl Miss Fabulous in the building. These late Miss Fabulous on this lovely NDF Saturday, getting it in, playing the hits. You just got through listening to my man Brad Real with Mumble. Before that was my girl Shamora with Deal Breaker right here on the D-Hour Show. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for us to introduce our guest for tonight. Soul and R&B singer Noel Gordin did not have a traditional childhood. He was born in Brockton, MA, but spent his summers with family in Pachuta, Mississippi. The result is a man who is city to the heart, but southern to the soul. He honed in his skills in Brockton, MA, and by the age of 24, scored a deal with Sony and had his first album in stores. His first exposure to the vocal arts came in church, and he was introduced to the larger canon of soul music by his father, who introduced him to classics such as Otis Redding, and his brother, who turned him on the sounds of New Jack Swing. Noel is influenced by classic soul and well as the contemporary soul sounds of R&B and hip-hop. Therefore, his music is a seamless blend of each genre. He says, listening to much music from so many different eras really helped me put my style together. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to our guest, Mr. Noel Gordin.
What second?
Oh my goodness.
Brother D Slate. And Sam, what's happening over there, man? I appreciate y'all having me on.
We good, bro, man. It's an absolute pleasure, man, to have you on the show. Noel, first and brother, I want to say first and foremost, man, we've been playing your music for a long time, man, so it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I got to say that The River and Beautiful is probably one of my favorite two hits by you, man. And, it's just you have this soul about you, man, and when you're singing and when you're exclaiming the story that you're telling in your songs, man, it's incredible. And that's the kind of music I really do believe that we're missing these days, and it makes me happy, man, to know that artists like yourself is bringing it back.
Well, I appreciate that, man, first and foremost, for the love and the support that you've been showing me. I'm just trying to make the music that there's still music out here that has a message and, you know, comes with concepts and such and, witty things to say, man, but without condescendingly talking about women or disrespecting women, but still having some respectful and things to say that people want to listen to and can actually impact their lives or make a bad day better. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to make the best music that I can, man, and music that actually, you know, from a 2-year-old up to a 92-year-old can listen to all in the same room.
That's right.
So
that's
my mission, man, and hopefully, you know, I'm accomplishing that mission.
Well, I think you are, brother. I definitely think that you're doing that, absolutely, man. And props to you, man, for giving the listening audience and your fans, man, that type of music. Like I said, it's that kind of music that we're missing these days, man. And I'm so glad that you're giving it back to us, man. It's a pleasure and honor, man, to listen to your music and play it on our network. So we're absolutely happy to have you aboard. Now, you know, there's a lot of, you know, as we talked, as I talked about before, man, there's a lot of individuals out there who are all the fans of music these days, man, and they're listening, you know, a lot of people that listen to the radio, they're talking about how much they don't like what they're listening to, and, you know, everybody sounds the same, and there's no personality anymore, and it's hard to tell who you're listening to on the radio. So a lot of people are just like, man, I really don't listen to the radio. You know, I listen to my MP3 player, or I listen to, you know, the CDs that I have and different things like that. So a lot of people are like, I just don't listen to the radio, man. I don't like what they're playing. Mm-hmm. They're playing stuff all the time, and they're playing artists, you know, 20, 30 times a day. So I really don't listen to it. And a lot of people are just complaining that, man, we don't have that type of real R&B that we grew up on, and the real R&B that we love listening to. I mean, when you listen to R&B back in the day, I mean, you know, like myself, man, when you heard, you know, when they played Isley Brothers music, when they played Luther Vandross, when they played, R. Kelly, or when they played different artists like that, you knew it was them right away when you heard them. You knew it was them.
Right.
You know, you knew it was them right away. But nowadays, a lot of times when you're listening to some of this music now, it's really, truly hard to tell who it is.
Right.
Sometimes I usually have to wait until the radio announcer or the host say who the artist really is for me to really, truly know who it is that was singing. And I really think I don't really think that's a good thing. I think that we really need that personality and, back in music again. And people are just screaming for a real R&B to come back. You know, I mean, what do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
Well, I think it goes, I mean, it's something that it goes back to the people that are signing people, because they see what's happening on the airwaves. Like you said, they're getting a lot of love, and they're in the big spotlights. They're getting all the awards. I mean, you got pop artists winning R&B awards nowadays. So, you know, you got people that are going by one formula right now. They see what's working as far as radio. They got the electronic music, the techno almost slash pop music that's happening. So they want to put together a cookie cutter type of conveyor type of thing. So that's what they're doing. They're all signing the same age artists. They're all putting through the same type of music. All the same producers getting work right now, all the same writers. And, you know, and if it's not, it's the people that are trying to do that cookie cutter, you know, their whole formula right now with that electronic slash pop music. And, you know, that's just what it is. You know, they don't want to take chances right now. Nobody's taking chances. They want to go with the safe bet. So that's why you hear the same type of records all day long on the radio. But, you know, artists like myself and people in my genre, and, you know, that I have so much respect for. I mean, the Anthony Hamiltons, Eric Robersons, you know, the Rahsaan Pattersons, and, you know, Leta Hathaways and Lettices. And we're just trying to maintain and keep this hope alive, man, for this movement of R&B soul music. Because, like I'm saying, D, man, it's like they trying to get all of the categories out of the award shows. When you got pop artists winning R&B and soul awards, dog, like it's really disheartening and it's discouraging, you know?
It's man, crazy. I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. When you got pop artists winning awards for R&B, man, something is truly wrong. Something has definitely went wrong.
Right.
But I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. And that's why we have neo-soul artists like yourself, man. I think neo-soul artists are definitely helping to bring back, you know, that type of R&B that we love listening to. growing up. So, you know, I definitely support a lot of the neo-soul artists that are out there like yourself, man. And, you know, I think it's great. I think the kind of music you guys produce is absolutely great. And that's the kind of music that we need to be listening to. Positive music is what we really need to be listening to. And that it's that type of music that our kids need to be listening to as well.
Well, it seems like that's the only legacy we have continuing from the old, you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s R&B soul type of music. That's all we have left, man. It's us, man, and we have to continue this movement. And that's the reason why I think you guys and people that do the same thing that y'all are doing as far as on the internet and letting people know about this type of movement and music is y'all are the future. And you guys continuously give us a voice every day. And, I mean, I'm going to speak for all of the artists in my genre and artists that are considered underground and should no longer be considered underground. I'm going to say thank you.
Right.
I'm going to say thank you to y'all for keeping us alive, man, and keeping this hope of the movement alive. So I really appreciate y'all.
Well, you know, Noel, I say it like this, and we say it all the time on the D-Hour show, man. We say that. You know, yeah, you hear some of these mainstream artists being played 20 times a day on mainstream radio, and that's cool. I know how the whole system works, and I know that, you know, they get paid to play that type of music and to have that type of programming. But like yourself and other neo-soul artists and up-and-coming artists and independent artists out there with some incredible music, you know, we say all the time, man, you deserve to be heard all the time just like these other artists that we hear on the radio.
Right.
On mainstream radio. You deserve to be heard just like they do. So we're going to be the voice. We're going to be the outlet.
Man, and to hear that, my brother, is something, man. It's something that keeps the hope and you know, the whole frame of mind, man, to try to keep us in it and thinking positive and, you know, because, man, I'm telling you, it's easy to get that pessimistic type of thinking in, man, because it's so disheartening to hear people and to look on, like, YouTube and stuff like that and see the views that some of these records are getting, man. That's so disrespectful, something that you do not want your little niece or daughter or, you know, granddaughter or, you know, just family members reciting lyrics word for word.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, man. Like, I mean, for real, D, like, think about it, 10 to 12 years down the line, man, what the little one's going to be singing and you know, what
man.
Type of... Man, it's scary, yeah.
I say it all the time, man. I'm so concerned about what type of music my daughter's going to be listening to, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, I make it a point to get these positive artists like yourself out there and voiced and heard, man, because this is the type of music she definitely should be listening to.
Right.
It's the type of music I grew up on and I listen to. It's the type of music she should be listening to.
Exactly. And respectful and like you said, man, it's all about the lyrical content, because today, man, they, man, it's hard to even.
It ain't nothing positive, Noel, bro. It
man, it's hard to even
positive.
Grasp what they're actually putting out these days, yo. And you got 8 million hits and views on YouTube, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. But, you know, that has, I mean, what we do is, you know, to me, I think those are microwave artists and records. And what I mean by microwave, you know, they're hot for a second and then they dry up and that's it, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're trying to make that uncontrived music, man, music that's not contrived. You know, music, like you said, there's not a lot of recognizable artists out there, man, that they're playing in the mainstream. So we're recognizable with our tones and such. You know, when you hear an Anthony Hamilton record start up, you know it's Anthony Hamilton. When you hear a Jaheim record start up, Eric Benet, you know, a lot of these artists, man, you know who it is. You know what I'm saying? And it's authentic feeling music, man. Nostalgic, it brings you back, and you know that's what we're trying to do, man, and that's what I'm trying to do as a new artist, because I still consider myself a new artist. I am going on my junior you know, project right now, but I still consider myself a new artist, man, and I'm just trying to maintain that legacy of what they did in the past, man, and the path that they laid, man, and just
you're
just trying to do the best
I
can with
doing it. You're absolutely doing it, absolutely. I got my girl, my co-host, Miss Fabulous, in the building. Miss Fabulous, you got any questions for Noel?
Oh, yes, I have a lot of questions for Noel. I had my hand up the whole time. I'm just...
I know you did.
Oh, I'm just so ecstatic to be in the audience, ladies and gentlemen, and our D-Hour show listeners. First and foremost, Mr. Noel, I would like to say thank you. And you're very, very easy on the eyes.
Wow.
Very
now that,
easy.
Now, see, Ms. Fabulous done made me blush now. Come on now.
Yes, and we have something, Noel... Noel, we
yes.
have something in common. You were born in Boston, not Boston, but you were born in Massachusetts.
Yes.
And I, too, am from Boston, Massachusetts.
Come on
and
now.
We drive cars. And we
yeah.
drive cars, okay? Yes.
Okay.
The area code 617 or 718.
Baby.
From the
yes.
South End, Cape Verdeans in the house, Jamaicans
okay,
in
that's
the house.
What it is.
Okay,
I was,
so
yeah, I had stayed in Roslindale for a short spell, so yeah,
no,
I got you 617.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course, yes. You know, Brookline, Mattapan. I mean, sorry, Mattapan, the home of Porcupot,
yes.
New Edition.
Yes,
yes,
Lord.
All of that. So I'm
Donna
even more so attracted now. Donna
mm-hmm.
Summer, Roxbury,
yes.
all day long,
yes.
free Benzino, Four Corners, yes,
mm-hmm.
all of us.
You did.
New
Englanders, baby. New
England. New England, all day. Now, ladies, you've heard Noel's music before. You've seen him on various locations of industry,
mm-hmm.
but by far, this gentleman is dapper. He is unsung. He is such a, I just have no words. I want to be by the river right now.
Wow,
oh
that was epic. Yeah, gee, that was epic right there.
That, hey, it was, bro. It was. I got to give it to her, though. I got to give her that one.
That was epic.
Yes, so this lady is my boss, and you notice that I have on my sexy lingerie radio voice.
Yes.
I would like to know for myself, I mean, for the listening audience, I have
mm-hmm.
a couple of questions I want to ask you, emphasis on I.
Okay.
Is there a Mrs. Noel?
There is a special female in my life, and yes,
okay, well,
I love it dearly. I love it dearly. We're not hitched yet, but
okay.
you know, I love her. I love her dearly. Yes.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Now I can take this voice off. Okay. So back to business.
She took the voice off. She did.
She took it like a hat, bro. She took the voice off like a hat for real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, brother. You have to switch it up now, like, brother. So that's some industry stuff for you, you know. Right. But seriously, who are some of your greater influences that you have? In terms of the genre, today I was actually in the record store, FYE, in Virginia and the Hampton Roads area, the DMV, and I, in particularly, specifically, went to the counter to ask for you, and the young lady that was helping me started smiling. She was like, well, you know, he's in a class by himself. You know, he's
wow.
an emerging artist. His work is unfounded.
Wow.
Definitely, we can't really categorize him, and this was the store called FYE. And so
okay.
then I went to another person. I was like, well, I don't think she can really help me, even though she gave me a lot of, you know, words and advice just to see a different opinion. So
right.
I went to a Caucasian gentleman, and he was like, a lot of people request this CD. We can't
wow.
keep it in the store. I'm like, wow, you have no idea. I could be a shopper or a mystery shopper. This was great. So I want to just say that your work is not in vain, brother. Definitely,
wow.
people are feeling you. I noticed you mentioned a couple of people like Rashawn Patterson, the
yes.
Van Hunts, the Belials, the
yes.
The Dwellays, the Music.
Yes.
You know,
D'Angelo.
That's my kind of genre. D'Angelo. I
yes.
personally have you as a station on my Pandora. So,
wow.
you know, I am a huge fan, and they play various genres or persons that are similar to your style of music. Who are some of your greatest influences, either living or expired?
Well, see, first and foremost, Ms. Fabulous, I have to say thank you because what you just said is so vindicating for an artist, you know, a new artist and an artist who we was talking
yeah.
about, D, like it seems like we're all underground and we shouldn't be considered underground because
exactly.
we're actually talking
exactly.
about something and giving you something that's going to last, you know. But
right.
I'd have to say riding with my pops when I was young, Ms. Fabulous, was really where most of my inspiration came from because you know, I wasn't going to be able to, you know, play no hip-hop and play none of the New Jack Swing that I was getting from my brother. I wasn't going to be playing no Troop and all of that kind of stuff in the car, you know. So Pop was playing Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, Otis Redding, Al Green, Solomon Burke, you know, Johnny Taylor, Tyrone Davis, Percy Sledge. You know, he was playing all of that kind of stuff. So the Stevie Wonders. And that was music that really – set it off for me. That music really put it into my heart and soul, the love of music for me. You know what I mean? So I always said when I was able to and had the resources to make my own music, I want to make it feel as authentic as that music felt and sounded, you know. I'm still on the road to try to get there completely, but I think, you know, I'm on the road, I'm on the right path. So that it was that music, you know, when a certain record starts up and you hear the strings and the horns come in and you just close your eyes and smile, like that's the feeling that I want with my records. So, you know, I put a tremendous amount of care in, and whoever I'm working with as far as writers and, you know, musicians, I always try to keep that in mind. It's got to have a strong beginning. From beginning to end, all the lyrics have to be intact. It has to have its place. And at the end, I want the type of ending, as it's fading down or an abrupt ending, I want it to be able to inspire people to press the back again to listen to that record again. So, you know, we just put in a tremendous amount of care into everything that we do, man. If I don't go down as one of the greatest, I want people 10 or 15, 20 years from now to be like, he had a lot of quality. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't get the limelight that he should have, but he had nothing but quality. You can listen to all of his albums in every single record. So that's my mission.
Absolutely, and I would concur with that because even working with various demographics of people in my professional life and as my radio personality life, you know, just for instance, I was in the Virginia area for the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival, and I was working with some inner-city youth, and as I was in my office preparing for this, we just cut on some casual music, and again, I noted earlier that I have you as a station on my Pandora radio. So, you know, some 15, 16, 17-year-old African-American boys came in, and by chance, your song was like the third or fourth in rotation, and when that song was playing, they came in, they were like, "Miss Fabulous, you know, what are you listening to?" And I was like, "Just take a listen to it." Next thing I know, they were beating on the table, trying to do some rap tracks over it, and then they just stopped. And they were like, "Yo, Miss Fabulous, that is so dope. Can you play it again?" I said, "Sweetie, I can't because it's in rotation." So they sat there and they waited and they waited. And these were the Go Hard boys. I mean, like the Two Chain boys, like the, what's the boy, Weezy boys. But they sat unattentively and listen to your music and joke out.
Wow.
I was like, wow, what has happened here? So that was impactful for this generation next, and I shouldn't say X, but generation next. So in lieu of that statement, I would like to also ask, who would you be interested in unbearably working with, a male or female that is classified within your genre, the Lila James, the Estelles, the other, you know, algebra, the particular artists that are out there, the Lettuces, but they are out there, but they're not really getting the national recognition because they're considered not indie artists or up-and-coming artists, and that bothers me when people state that because you don't see their face plastered everywhere or in heavy rotation, you know. But you're even significant, if not even more significant, because your words, they tell a story, and it becomes a legacy. So people likes or within likes, who would you be interested in working with in the future?
Well, I mean, I'd have to say one, and she's not even in the industry right now because it took such a toll on her, is Miss Jasmine Sullivan, and she got a lot of love, but her voice is just ridiculous. Her tone is just dumb. But her, Miss Layla Hathaway, she's a beast. My girl Avery Sunshine is probably one of the sweetest and one of the most talented women in the industry. And I don't even consider them underground. Like, it's just crazy.
No.
Like, a lot of the women, like you say, Layla James, I do not consider her underground. Miss Lettucey is getting her love, rightfully so, and it's about time. She's doing her thing. But, you know, I'm looking I love Faith Evans. I love Faith Evans. I love, you know, Miss Jill Scott. just always doing it. You know, it's just a lot of these women are just getting it in, and it's so good to see them finally get a piece of the limelight. So I'd have to say, first and foremost, yeah, Jasmine Sullivan and either Layla Hathaway and Avery Sunshine.
Absolutely. And my last and final question to you, Noel, is that you've made a huge impact on the music world. We're either infected or affected by most things in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
With that being said, I know that you stated that if you touch the lives of one person, you didn't say this, you know, word for word, verbatim, but if you touch the lives of one person, your work has pretty much been done. A Jewish lady told me before, it's not the day that you were born, it's not the day that you leave, but it's all the things that happen in between on your epitaph, it's the dash. So set aside from that, what would you probably say that you would like to accomplish in your life in terms of not just with music but other aspects? Are you interested in going into film or doing another genre of the industry?
I am definitely looking into that because, I mean, I always try to have some spirituality in just about every record that I do because that's just the way it is. I was brought up around, you know, just spirituality in everyday life. So I always put some spirituality, the feelings of the spirituality in my music, whether it's chords or certain sayings or putting in an "Oh Lord" here or just a certain feel that you have. You know what I mean? I always try to put that in my music. Something that I would love to be, you know, like a legacy or something like that, it would be to teach the children the future that, you know, never give up on your dreams, never ever, because there's always something that you can do or, you know, to try to further yourself and better yourself and try to accomplish what you want done, because it's easy to lay down and quit. That's so easy. But it's so tough and worthwhile to work for it and accomplish it, you know, in your lifetime. So there was a time where I was going to stop. I was going to stop music before I got signed in 2005 by Sony. I was going to stop. I was actually going to give myself 6 to 8 more months. And I was going to start. Now looking back, I was like, what am I thinking? You know what I mean? This is a part of me. I can't leave that. I can't let it die.
That's right.
The whole thing with me, Miss Fabulous, I was always thinking, you know, what if I get 65 and been like, what if I had a really gone for it real hard and continuously worked and persevered? And, you know, I didn't want to be at that point because that regret would have, you know, probably killed me. So,
absolutely.
You know, but you have to go for it. And if there's anything that I want to leave behind is to let these young people know that there's nothing that's insurmountable. You know, it's always obtainable, and it's all about the work ethic that you have and what you want to put into it, because nobody's going to give you anything. So I wanted to let, you know, the young people know that. If I could get across anything, it would be that message to the young folk.
Absolutely. That was awesome. Thank you. I like that.
Well, it's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D. Slade and Miss Fabulous. We're talking to the one and only Mr. Noel Gordine in the building. Noel, my last question for you before we get into you know, your music. Tell us a little bit about your junior project and also the song Beautiful, the inspiration that went into it, because that's, like I said, one of my favorites, and that's also the song we're going to play tonight. But tell us a little bit about the inspiration that went into that.
Well, the inspiration behind Beautiful, I did that with Mr. Ryan Toby. A lot of people know him from the group City High, and he's done a lot of work with a lot of people in this industry. And I got to give a big shout out to Ryan Toby right here. But it was just purely inspired by and made for all of our beautiful women. Because, like I said, in the industry right now and all the music that's getting all the limelight, there's so many records, lyrically speaking, that are condescendingly, you know, degrading women and calling them out their names. And, you know, and it's extra super disheartening to see our women reciting these lyrics word for word.
Right, yeah.
But,
oh my,
you know, but the, I mean, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, we made this music with the true intention to try to, you know, change things a little bit to try to get people to say, hold up, like, this cat over here is saying this and this cat over here is saying this, so let me listen to this for a little while. And the way it shot, in the manner in which it shot up the Billboard charts is, you know, it's a testament to people wanting to hear something different. So we just really tried to just come out and say something different and try to harken back to that good old-fashioned respect, man. And, you know, I think we did it, man. It shot up the Billboard charts, and people were loving it, man, and people still love it. When I do it, when I'm on stage and, you know, that thump comes in, people start clapping, and they really have a tremendous amount of appreciation, specifically women, for making that record. So, you know, there's still people, you know, the record came out over a year ago, and, you know, there's women still out there saying thank you for making that record. You know, I got a 15-year-old that hit me on Facebook and said, Noel, Mr. Noel, I want to thank you for making that record beautiful, because you saying it and me hearing it from you is just reinforcing what my mom's been telling me for the last 4 or 5 years. And that right there touched my heart in such a way, man. And like you said, Ms. Fabulous, like, I touched that one person. So, you know, that's it, everything else is just, it's cherry. You know what I mean? So
yes.
That's what it's all about, man. That's what it's really all about, is just trying to be the best person that you can be. You know, not just an artist, I'm a man. So I try to be the best role model, because, let's face it, you know, we're getting more ear time and eye time than anybody else, than most people. So, you know, I think we have to try to uphold that and be the best and most positive role model that we can be.
Absolutely.
No doubt. No doubt, bro. Well, you know, like I said before, it's one of my favorites, man, and I agree with everybody that told you all the comments they made about that particular song, and I do agree with it. I think that, like I said before, that's the kind of music, the kind of positive music we really need to be listening to, and our kids need to be listening to, because, you know, they're so impressionable,
right?
You know, and you know, they follow a lot what their idols are telling them, and a lot of their favorite artists are telling them, so they like to follow that a lot. So
yeah, absolutely,
if we continue to keep putting that type of positive music out there, we can expect our kids in this new generation to grow up in a positive manner and be able to treat women like that and be able to act civilized and responsible. And that goes out to a lot of the artists, you know, up and coming artists or the indie artists right now that are listening. That's the type of music you really need to be putting out there. You know, we need to really be trying to change the minds of the kids that are listening right now, and a generation that's listening to music these days. So we really need to be changing their minds and showing them the type of values and morals that we grew up on listening to.
Amen and hallelujah.
You know, yeah, I mean, that's what they need, man. That's exactly what they need, and I'm hopefully, you know, we'll give them an opportunity to hear that with a lot of the incredible artists, man, that we be playing on the show and on our network. So, again, man, like I said, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Now, I want to ask you before we close it out. You performed in Arizona, right?
I did.
You performed at Michael's Cafe?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yes. Because, you know, I'm in Arizona, bro, and actually I'm a good friend of one of the owners at Michael's Cafe, and he was telling me about you coming up there, man. He said you rocked the house.
Yes,
you know,
it was so
there,
good.
Man.
My man, Pretty Ricky, man.
Yeah, Ricky, that's my guy.
Yeah,
that's
cool fella, man. It was such a great environment, and people really respected the music, and I got so much love out there, man. I can't wait to go back. I can't wait to go back.
Yeah, man. I definitely can't wait till you come back, man. I'm going to definitely go check it out. I'm going to check you out next time you come back out here. But,
cool.
Yeah, he told me about it, man. He said it was great, man. He said the performance was really good, and I told him next time you come out, man, definitely let me know, so I want to definitely go check that out.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, Noel, man, we always like to tell a lot of our artists that we have on the show. As far as we're concerned, myself, Ms. Fabulous, and the D-Hour Show family, man, we're just happy and blessed to have you on with us, man. And as far as we're concerned, you're always welcome on the D-Hour Show, man. And this is your home now, man. Anytime you want to hang out with us, you want us to play your music, man. You want us to kick it with you. The D-Hour Show is your home. You got a key now, man. You're welcome anytime.
Well, I appreciate that, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous, the whole D.
Yes.
Hour Show fam. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to take you up on that because the new single's about to be coming.
And I hope y'all send it my way, man, so we can get it in rotation because, like I said before, you're putting out some great music, man, and we're going to keep on playing it. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it, man. And this one's going to be no different, dog. Trust me.
Yes.
So it's
yes.
coming, man, and I really appreciate it, man. And I really want to thank you for, you know, like I said, y'all are the future of radio, man, and giving us some light, man, and people in my genre and people that are considered underground and shouldn't be anymore, impressionable
right.
type of artists, man, that are trying to put, you know, brand new flavors in your ear that are continuing the legacy. So
yes.
I really
yes.
appreciate y'all, man. Thank you for having me. I'm feeling so blessed.
And we appreciate
We're the ones that's blessed to have you. We're honored. Yes, we are.
Thank you.
Yes. And Noel, you wanna throw any shout outs out there real quick, bro, before we get your music in there.
Well, man, I gotta give a big shout out to my manager, Marvin Mack, out there in LA, man, always putting it down. And I gotta give a big shout out to my assistant, Doris Edwards, also in LA.
Big shout out to Doris, that's my girl. Yes.
Yes, Doris is coolie high. Coolie high. And I gotta give a shout out to my man Marcellus, hands down. Dawson, that I'm putting work in Atlanta, man, and we're going to be bringing this album to folk real soon, man. But this single is going to be knocking people's socks off, man, and it's coming out real soon, a few weeks. So, yeah, I'll let y'all know about it. Yes, sir.
Definitely can't wait to hear it. Well, Noel, man, I want to thank you so much for being on with us, man. Like I said, the D Hour Show is now your home, man. You're welcome anytime. You stay blessed, bro. You keep on producing that type of music that we love to hear, and we're going to keep on playing it on our network.
Well, thank you so much, man. People can get at me. I'm on Facebook and Twitter as well. It's at Noel Gourdin, NoelGourdin. And they can check out my website, NoelGourdin.com. So I appreciate y'all for having me on, man, and God bless. And I can't wait to come over there and pitch a tent, man. You said it's my new home, right?
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. This is your home, bro. Absolutely.
Cool.
You can come by, cook some greens or whatever you need to cook, you know, whatever you need to get down with. We here, bro. It's your home.
That's what it is, baby. Greens and cornbread.
There it is.
Absolutely.
There it is,
and
ribs.
And ribs. Yeah, I heard that.
Yes.
Well, bro,
make sure
you
drink plenty of water, too.
You got it.
Yeah, because the hotness, so, you know, make
That's
sure you're
right.
drinking plenty of water. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
That's right. Well, right. bro, you have a blessed night, man, and we're getting ready to kick it off right now, ladies and gentlemen. Noel's hit single, Beautiful, right here on the D Hour. So, Noel, go ahead and introduce yourself for everybody, bro.
Well, check this record out. This was inspired by and made for all you beautiful women. Noel Gourdin, Beautiful, baby.
Right here on the D Hour Show.
I called you hot girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I called you chicken head and shouty, or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you dime piece, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. So from now on, I'll only call you. Princess, a goddess in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God he gave for making
necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner, and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure, and I'm so much better. So from now on, I only call you
with my co-host
TK as well as LEO. We're going to have some special guests coming up there soon. But once again, I can't say enough thank you to Mr. Noel Gordine for blessing us. And everyone, try to stay safe and cool.
That's right. Stay safe and cool. Please enjoy the holidays. Please be safe. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. We're going to finish off the R&B foreplay with Salima Superstar with Good Morning, Sincere Grant with Can't Believe, and Tanza Janae with My Harley. Guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Tune in to the Covenant Cafe tomorrow with Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace. This is G. Slate and Miss Fabulous saying we will catch you guys on the flip side right here on the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio.
Salute.
Salima, yeah. Hey, baby. I love waking up next to you. I just want to say good morning.
The view is breathtaking. Looking up at the city, your arms around me. Cause all the work was so worth it. It feels so good having you by my side. When I open my eyes tomorrow, you'll be the one I'll be home. Yeah,
yeah.
The sun's coming up, I feel you there. I open my eyes and I see you sleeping.
I dreamed to hit the stage. stage, I'm feeling queasy. Hope it's just a nervous phase, finally on TV. Remember watching Soul Train, can't believe I could ever feel this way. Mercy me, how long I dreamed to hit the stage. I'm feeling queasy, hope it's just a nervous phase, finally on TV. Remember watching Soul Train, train. Always wanted to be in the limelight, making sure the time's right, waiting for the fight night. It's looking like the time's right, right. It's right in time. Gotta put this money on these lines. Yeah, I'm getting mine. I'm walking on a dream.
Got turns like a bunch of wheels, I'm staying straight. No need to exit, I can't be late, go GPS it. Get paper soon, on the way to the bank, making major moves, pushing up the hill. Gotta touch the sky, I ain't gotta get a meal, but I got to try. I skydive, no parachute, and if I survive, I perish too. I'm no average dude, ain't no quitting me. See me too, pop, little big in me.
Can't believe I could ever feel this way.
I was a little even from a ski, and now I'm center stage, way past that big. I will be rich one day. I will be rich, I say. I live for the thrill, I will speak kill, smoke kill till I'm killed. I say, we.
Yeah. Yeah.